This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton will be in the road red uniforms tonight. Staunton in white lettering across the front with white numerals. They've got dogs in white lettering across the back of the jerseys. For a breeze, Mater Dei, they are in the home whites, trimmed out in the Columbia blue. Mater Dei in dark blue lettering across the front of the home whites. It will be Lampy and Legender to jump, and the tap controlled by Breeze Mater Dei. They will attack quickly with Tunyas on the left wing with Kramer. Staunton will have their hands full here tonight. Good action right off the bat as Lampy across the lane to Tunyas, and the game's first bucket to Breeze Mater Dei. They are 18-8 on the year, the top seed in the subsectional. Holly Bukeski handling out front. She's got stitches underneath her left eye. She was involved in a nasty head-on collision with Harris Legender in the Roxana game a few days ago. It was a violent-looking collision, a turnover by the Dogs. Here comes Streaker for Mater Dei. Leaves it on the wing to Kramer. Down on the baseline, way too strong was Tunyas, but the offensive rebound is there for Innes, and she sticks it back home. Full court pressure from Mater Dei. Dogs get it in with Abby Davis. Stolen away by Lampy. Lays it up. Oh, she missed it. Missed a wide-open bunny, and Legender picks it up on the sideline. Staunton fortunate there. Now Legender's pass is tipped and stolen. Down on the left block to Kramer, and she's fouled. Two free throws for Lainey Kramer. Already three Staunton turnovers 61 seconds into the game. The foul will go on Bukeski, her first. But yes, that collision was as nasty as you will see in sports, not just basketball. The free throw off the mark for Kramer. So she's got stitches under her left eye and a big bandage protecting those stitches. Second free throw for Kramer is no good. Air ball. So Mater Dei has missed the layup and now air ball the free throw in the first 61 seconds. But they lead 4-0 and they force three turnovers. That was an odd-looking free throw. We have the angle looking right down on it. It just kind of took a hard left turn. Legender trapped in Coffin corner, and she's going to be called for double dribble. She picked up her dribble, was trapped for a moment, and then tried to bounce again down the sideline. Can't do that. Corey Allen wants a timeout. 6:50 for the opening quarter. Breeze Mater Dei leading Staunton 4-0. We're back to Gillespie High School in the pit following these messages on WSMI. Following the Mater Dei timeout, Knights have the basketball in the front court. Staunton sitting in a 2-3 zone piece on the right wing with Innes. Leaves it on the right side of the key to Kramer, back to Innes. On the block it goes to Lampy. Middle of the floor to Tunis. Pass is tipped, stolen. Mater Dei's first turnover. Picked up off the floor by Bukeski. Here comes Holly. Crossing over. Gets into the paint. Poked away from behind, but goes right to Massanelli. She missed it. Offensive rebound. Legender Harris sticks it home. And Staunton on the board. 4-2 Mater Dei, 6-10 opening quarter. Long lead pass in the front court to Tunyas. Nice pass across the lane. Mater Dei missed another bunny. Lampy left that short. Actually, that was Innes who left it short, and the rebound down to the Dogs. 6 minutes to play, opening quarter. Here's Bukeski handling out by the volleyball spike line. Keeps the bounce alive, brings it between the circles. On the left wing, leaves it for Abby Davis. Annalise Best unavailable tonight. She is sick. There's a bad pass turned over. Number 5. On the night for Staunton. Lead pass to Kramer. She's cut off nicely by Massanelli. Knights swinging now right side with Meredith Innes. Into the right corner, a three ball rims out for Streaker. Offensive rebound of the Knights on the baseline. That is Tunyas drives baseline and poked away. It'll stay with Mater Dei. Substitutions for the Knights. Jesse Timmerman checks in, a 5'11 junior. And also into the action for the first time, Sally Albers, a 6-foot junior. The top-seeded Mater Dei Knights out of Breeze on the baseline with Lampy. That pass is tipped out by Bukeski. It'll stay with Mater Dei. 5:29 for the opening quarter. Gillespie and Marquette coming up next. Gillespie beat Roxana last night 46-19. 10 different minors into the scorebook last night. Not one of them reached double figures. They've been balanced all year long. Here's Albert. That pass is stolen by Bukeski. Holly down the left side. Jarred loose, gets it back, and she left it short. Gets the rebound back again, left it short again, taps it back, picked up by Staunton. Here's Legender. A running 15-footer, no good, and the rebound down to Breeze Mater Dei. And Kramer, she wants to push. Across the floor it goes to Tunyas. Off to Albers, top of the key with Lampy. In the left corner, here's a three ball headed home, too strong for Tunyas. And the rebound to the floor, tied up there as Katie Teakin got on the deck quickly. Katie, the young sophomore, checked in at that last timeout for the Dogs. Full court pressure here from Breeze Modern Day. Bukowski gets it in to Massanelli at the top of the key. Two on one if she hurries. Bounce pass. Legender bobbled on the catch and then counted and the foul for Harris Legender. She didn't catch it cleanly, but once she did gather, she threw a pump fake. The defender bit, and now she has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play and an opportunity to give Staunton the lead. The foul on Albers, her first. Free throw for Harris is good. Hit the front rim and dropped in. Five for Legender, and Staunton has the lead. 5-4, 4:40, first quarter. Here's Lampy on the left side of the key. On the right wing with Tunyas. They swing it left side now into the hands of Timmerman. On the baseline, they leave it with Albers. Back to Timmerman. Right side of the floor now with Tunyas. Back on the left wing with Timmerman. Tunyas slashes, gets to the rim, lays it up and in. Claire Tunyas has 4 points for the quarter. 6-5, Modern Day back in front, 4:15, quarter number one. Here's Bukowski across the timeline. Leaves it for Katie Teakin. Teakin at the elbow, leaves it back for Davis. Poked away, but right to Bukowski. Holly at the foul line. Her pass is tipped around and eventually stolen. And now a foul on Staunton in transition. They will get Massanelli with a personal. Her first, team second. Four substitutions now for Modern Day. Streaker back on the floor. Innes back on the floor. Jillian Tonis has checked in, a 5'5 senior. And also Clara Schlidroth is on the floor, a 5'8 junior. Modern Day rolling them in and out here. Head coach Dave Conant played at Blackburn in 1975. Here's a three ball, too strong off the left wing from Schlidroth. Offensive rebound to Modern Day, down to Innes. That pass is tipped and stolen, picked up off the floor by Abby Davis. Yeah, Dave Conant played at Blackburn, played with Greg Hines and Skip Brooks. I asked coach, were you guys good? No, there was no hesitation. Here's Massanelli on the baseline. Legender, too strong. Offensive rebound, Massanelli ripped away in there by Albers. And then a travel on Albers. So she ripped it back away, but as she did that, she shuffled the feet. 6-5, Modern Day with the lead. Staunton has the ball. 3:25 for the opening quarter. Right side of the key with Bukowski. Here's Davis now. Abby Davis to the top of the key, cut off. Leaves it for Teakin. Katie Teakin to the top of the key. Back out to Bukowski. Holly Bukowski lobs it down to Legender. Makes the catch in all sorts of traffic. We'll get a jump ball, and on the arrow, it'll belong to Modern Day. That's a tough pass if you are Holly Bukowski. Legender made the catch, but she had nowhere to go. 3:09 for the opening quarter. Another substitution for Modern Day. Claire Tunyas checks in. And with the pace Modern Day likes to play here, the ability to substitute freely is critical. Always fresh legs in the body. Down on the right block. It's good for Meredith Innes. Hit the side rim. Took a high hop. Bounced over and crawled in. 8-5 Modern Day. 2:50 for the first quarter. Here's Bukowski. That pass is tipped and stolen. Looking for Massanelli on the baseline. Lead pass to Streaker. Bounce pass to Innes. Left-hand layup good. 6 first quarter points for Meredith Innes. And it's 10-5 Modern Day. They're on a 6-0 run after Staunton took a 5-4 lead. Here's Teakin. Leaves it back for Holly Bukowski. Holly out of that volleyball spike line being checked by Tunyas in the Modern Day man-to-man. High post with Massanelli. Katie turns, faces, picks up the dribble, leaves it back now for Bukowski. Back to Massanelli on the right wing with Katie Teakin. Teakin down on the block, Massanelli, and a foul on Modern Day. Jillian Tunyas came over the back that time. That will be her first. Out of bounds to the Bulldogs, and it goes to Massanelli. Bukowski off the baseline, missed it, and the rebound down to the Knights on the baseline. They leave it for Innes. No, ripped away and a jump ball, and on the arrow, it'll go to Staunton. A minute 57 for the opening quarter. Bulldogs hanging tough here in the first 8 minutes, down 5. Back on the floor, Claire Tunis for Breeze Mater Dei. Bukeski against the full court pressure gets it in to Katie Teakin. Teakin racing down the floor, picks up the bounce just in time as Mater Dei was coming from behind to take it away. Bukeski in the heart of the lane, going to be called for a double dribble. Ninth turnover on Staunton in the quarter. A minute 49 for the opening quarter of play. The Knights get it in to Lainey Kramer. Breeze Mater Dei beat Totopolis to end their regular year last Monday, 51-44. Beat Nashville 2 days before that. Down off the window, it's good for Claire Tunis. She has six. Innes has six, and that's the scoring for Mater Dei. They lead 12-5, 80 seconds opening quarter. Here's Holly Bukeski. Back door to Teakin off the window. It's good for Katie Teakin. Nice find from Bukeski. That ends an 8-0 Mater Dei run. 12-7 Knights lead with the ball. Here's Kramer right side of the key. Leaves it back. Here's a three ball headed home, and it is canned off that right wing by Shannon Lamping. Her first bucket. Dogs quickly into the front court with Massanelli. Final minute, first quarter. 15-7 Mater Dei. Bounce pass in the left corner with Harris Legender. Back to Bukeski it goes. Holly holding on the left wing. Checked out there by Kramer into the hands of Annalise Best. Under the weather, but playing here tonight. Did not start, but she is playing. Here's Best. That pass is tipped and stolen by Lampy. 10th turnover of the quarter on Staunton. Lead pass to Innes. Left it short. Good job by Massanelli in there, but no one picks up the loose ball. Lampy gets to it, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. The initial defense was good from Massanelli. Partially blocked the shot, came up way short, but there was no other Staunton player to come corral the basketball. So Lampy just simply picked it up, and then Massanelli got her from behind. That'll be the second personal foul on Katie Massanelli. Sends Lampy to the free throw line, the 5'9 senior. The toss is good. Six for Lampy. Three Knights with 6 points apiece. 18-7 Breeze Mater Dei. 20 seconds for the quarter and another turnover. It's a run out for Meredith Innes. Up and down for the easy deuce. She has 8 points in the quarter. 18, check that, 20-7 Mater Dei. 10 seconds for the opening quarter. Annalise Best in the backcourt gets it off to Bukeski. Holly into the front court. That pass is tipped right back to her. Here's Best for three. Air ball. Out of bounds it goes, and that's the quarter. After one. It is top-seeded Breeze Mater Dei, 20. Eighth-seeded Staunton, 7. You're listening to the Class 2A Gillespie Regional Semifinal on WSMI. Second quarter gets underway. Mater Dei has the basketball. Streaker goes for a three, left wing, no good. Long, high rebound corralled by Lampy, but she stepped on the baseline. Fifth Mater Dei turnover. Staunton turned it over 11 times in that opening quarter. Here comes Bridget Long. Into the front court, but Bukeski got tied up over there. It looked like she got her legs taken out. Almost crashed into the wall, threw it over her shoulder, picked up by Mater Dei. That was a strange sequence of events right there. Top of the key with Kramer. Oh, back door. That is Tunis found Innes, and Meredith is fouled. Yeah, Bridget Long and Holly Bukeski did not have much space between them. Long got the ball off to Bukeski, and then the defender was behind Holly, almost rolled up the back of her legs, which caused Bukeski to go to the ground. And as she was going to the ground, she just threw the ball behind her head to keep it in play and was picked up by Mater Dei. That free throw is good for Innes. She now has 9 points for the ball game. Jillian Tunis has checked in, replacing Claire Tunis. Second free throw for Meredith Innes is good. 10 for Innes. Mater Dei now is 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Innes checks out, and Sally Albers checks back in. Full court pressure from Mater Dei. Boy, it's going to wear you out if you're Staunton. Mater Dei is deep, and they just keep coming at you in waves like hockey line changes. Here's Best between the circles. Check that, Bukeski between the circles. She gets a screen from Legender, pulls it back now on the baseline to Katie Teakin. Teakin picked up the dribble, tries to step through the double team, loses the basketball, and is picked up off the floor by Lainey Kramer for Mater Dei. Kramer pushes, lead pass, Lampy, left-hand layup good. 8 for Lampy, 24-7 Mater Dei, 6:50 first half. Here's Holly Bukowski. She'll rise from the left elbow, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Long, lays it up and in. Bridget Long, right place, right time. Now ball bounced off Legender and two different modern-day players and went right to Bridget Long. 6.5 minutes for the first half, 24-9, modern-day with the lead and the basketball. Here's Kramer. Two streaker. Down on the block it goes. Now back to Kramer. She'll fire the three. Back rimmed it too strong, and the rebound belongs to Staunton and Katie Teakin. Leaves it off for Holly Bukowski. Bukowski into the front court on the right wing with Teakin. Katie Teakin now. Wanted the pass top of the key. That wasn't there. Looking for Legender on the slash. Deflected out by Modern Day. They'll stay with the Bulldogs. Two more substitutions for Modern Day. Meredith Ennis back. Claire Tunis back. Lampy out along with Lainey Kramer. Boy, they keep you on your toes with their substitutions. Baseline out of bounds for the Dogs. Teakin gets it down to Legender. Harris is pushed from behind, and they will get Meredith Ennis on the personal. That's her first, third on Modern Day. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. It'll be Bukowski to throw in. Gets it to Legender. Off to Teakin. Katie Teakin back to Bukowski. A lazy pass tipped and stolen. Picked up there by Claire Tunis. Attack stripped away by Bukowski, but it goes right to Modern Day. Follow no. Second follow good for Sally Albers. 26-9. Lead pass to Legender. She attacks quickly off the window. It's good for Harris Legender. 7 for Harris. 26-11. Modern Day with the lead and the ball. 5:35 first half. Here comes Streaker. Leaves it in the corner. Now at the foul line, that pass from Tunis is tipped. It'll stay with Modern Day. Katie Massanelli back on the floor for Staunton. She'll replace Bridget Long. Lampy returns for Modern Day, as does Kramer. Streaker out and J.C. Weeder out. Right side of the key with Albers. On the block it goes to Tunis. Here's a three ball right wing. No good for Lampy. Offensive rebound is stuck back home by Claire Tunis. 8 points for Tunis. Bukowski trapped in the backcourt. Lampy gets the steal and the assist as the bucket goes to Kramer. Her first of the night. 15th Staunton turnover. 30-11 Modern Day. Bukowski handling in the backcourt, working on Lainey Kramer. Holly comes across the timeline. Kramer's all over. Holly tries to turn the corner. Now leaves it off for Teakin. Katie Teakin puts it on the deck. Floats it up. No good. Rebound down to Modern Day. Shannon Lampy will bring it into the front court herself. Head up the floor. In the left corner it goes with Tunis. Off to Kramer. Back to Lampy. They swing it back to Tunis. Lampy cuts to the hoop. Left block. Spins middle. Her pass is deflected right back to her. Leaves it back now for Meredith Ennis. Off to Tunis. Finger roll. Baseline no. Offensive rebound. Lampy under the rim. Gets it out. Now a pass from Kramer down on the block. They kick it in the corner. Lampy for three. Yes. Shannon Lampy with 11. That was really good ball movement from Modern Day on that possession. We approach the midway point of the second quarter. 33-11 Modern Day. Here's Legender. Off to Abby Davis. Abby Davis leaves for Massanelli. Katie Massanelli drives right baseline. Cut off there. Knocked away by Tunis. It'll stay with Staunton. Checking in for the Bulldogs will be Brooke Kinder, replacing Abby Davis. Brooke, just a sophomore. Some nice sophomores and a freshman for this Staunton outfit. Here's Teakin off the inbound. She did not use the window and she missed it. Rebound down to Albers. And as Albers goes up the floor, she's called for a travel. Sixth Modern Day turnover. Albers has a perplexed look on her face as she walks back down. I don't think she thought she traveled. Turns to her coach, Dave Conan, and says, "Did I?" He said, "Yeah." Here's Teakin on the right wing. Another line change coming for Modern Day. Five new knights to the scorer's table. 3:35 first half. Here's Bukowski handling top of the key. Her pass to Legender tipped. Going to be picked up off the floor by Modern Day. 16th Staunton turnover. Here comes Albers. Tough shot. Missed it. Rebound picked up by Lampy. Down to Albers off the window, and she missed it again. Rattled out. Rebound down to Legender. Boy, Modern Day's missed two point-blank layups here in the first half. Not hurting them, though. They're up 33-11. Here's Brooke Kinder On the left block, bad pass by Teakin, tip stolen. 17th Staunton turnover. Albers gets it away to Laney Kramer. On the left wing with Shannon Lampe. Back to Kramer inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Right side of the key with Sally Albers on the right wing now. Tunis back to Albers, left wing with Kramer. On the baseline, Innes has it. Finds Albers, no, from seven, and the rebound down to Staunton. 2:40 first half. Top-seeded Breeze Modern-day leading Staunton 33-11. Here's Legender on the attack, cut off after one bounce. Leaves it for Teakin. Drives the baseline. Check that. Kinder on the dribble drive. She's fouled on the floor. Team foul number four on Modern-day, and they will get Meredith Innes with her second personal. So five new Knights on the floor here. Emma Gepke has checked in. Maddie Streaker is back on the floor. Jessica Timmerman is back on the floor. And also on the floor, Clara Schlidroth. Here's Bukeski. And Jillian Tunis is on the floor. 15-footer no good for Staunton. Rebound down to Gepke. Here comes Modern Day into the front court with Timmerman. Off it goes to Gepke. Timmerman wants the three. Got it. The lefty puts home the three ball. Her first bucket of the night. 36-11 Modern Day. 2 minutes, first half. Full court pressure from the Knights. Kinder. Middle of the floor to Massanelli. Katie cut off at the foul line. Back to Kinder for three. That is short. Air ball out of bounds. Saved by Legender. Nope, she was on the baseline. It'll belong to Modern Day with a minute 50 for the first half. And Dave Conan wants a timeout. 36-11 Breeze Modern Day with the lead. A minute 50 until halftime. We'll come back to the Gillespie 2A Regional following these messages on WSMI. Out of the Modern Day timeout, Knights have the basketball in the front court. They work it in the left corner with Gepke. Now it comes top of the key with Streaker. Back out front to Timmerman it goes. Jessica Timmerman right back into the hands of Meredith Innes. Check that. That was Schlidroth. Schlidroth now finds Streaker in the heart of the lane and traveling on Maddie Streaker. Tried that little sidestep, but her pivot foot was already established. J.C. Weeder back on the floor for Modern Day, and Ellen Antonaki, a 5'4 junior, is onto the floor for the first time. 36-11, Modern Day in control. Staunton led briefly 5-4. 65 seconds for the opening quarter, down to Massanelli. Katie Massanelli picked up the dribble, leaves it back now for Abby Davis. Davis between the circles to Bukeski. 55 seconds for the first half. Bukeski on the dribble drive, leaves for Legender. Harris off the baseline from 12, no. Rebound down to Modern Day and J.C. Weeder. Here comes Timmerman across the timeline. Into the hands of Weeder. Bad pass across the floor, stolen. Eighth Modern Day turnover. Here's Legender. Middle of the floor to Bukeski into the front court. Davis, deep three, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Massanelli had it, lost it right to Bukeski. Her putback won't go. It was contested in there. And the rebound down to Modern Day and Jesse Timmerman. Her outlet pass tipped by Massanelli. Her pass across the lane to Bukeski is stolen right back. 18th Staunton turnover. In the backcourt, Antonaki leaves it back for Schlidroth. She comes across the timeline. 10 seconds for the half. Timmerman open for three. Got it again. Jesse Timmerman, her second triple from the same spot. She has six. 5 seconds for the half. Dogs will have a half-court heave. Best, mid-court, lets it fly. Good if it goes. Online, but short. And after two quarters here in the Gillespie Regional Semifinal, it is top-seeded Breeze Modern Day 39, Staunton 11. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the pit in Gillespie. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this triple header of postseason and regular season boys basketball here on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. We thought we were ready to go for the third quarter. Then everyone realized, wait a minute, we don't have the basketball. So they had to go and retrieve the basketball. Kind of an important detail. Bulldogs get the basketball to start the second half. Here's Davis off to Bridget Long. On the floor with Harris Legender, Katie Massanelli, and Holly Bukeski. Top of the key with Bukeski. What an athletic career she has had at Staunton as Holly Bukeski. Down to Massanelli, too strong, and the rebound down to Modern Day. Top flight volleyball player, was the place kicker on the football team this year. I believe she's a drum major. I'm not sure the band terms, but she's high up in that operation as well. And, oh, by the way, she is a great student as well. Here's Abby Davis, left side of the key. Looking for long on the baseline, threw it behind Bridget and turned it over. 19th Staunton turnover. Here comes Modern Day. Lanny Kramer on the baseline to Lampy. Back to Kramer it goes. On the wing with Lampy. That is Shannon Lampy. High post to Claire Tunis. And she lost the handle, turned it over. 10th Modern Day turnover. Here comes Holly Bukeski into the front court for the Bulldogs. Holly at the top of the key on the left wing with Abby Davis. Davis leaves it for Massanelli. Into the hands of Bukeski on the right wing. Down to Legender on the right block. Spins baseline off the window. It's good for Harris Legender. She is going to be a good one. She's only a freshman. 9 for Legender. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. 39-13, Modern Day with the lead and the ball. Here is Tunis on the baseline to Streaker. Wraparound pass to Innes. Left it short with the left hand and the rebound down to Massanelli. Here's Holly Bukeski, top of the key. Working there on Lampy. Leaves it off for Abby Davis. On the left wing, Davis. Dribble drive cut off. Her pass out is stolen by Lampy. Lampy holds it up, now finds a streaking Streaker. Off the window, it's good. Maddie Streaker has her first bucket. 41-13, Modern Day. She went right down the heart of the floor and no one picked her up. The big orange basketball, the midcourt circle here at the pit. One of the great venues around. Not quite the same with the renovations. When it was a completely closed-off floor, that had a totally different feel as Bukeski's 15-footer off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Kramer. Oh, the Knights push. Lampy off the window. It's good. Off the feed from Streaker. Lampy has 13. And it's 43-13, Modern Day. 5:20 for the third quarter. Gillespie Marquette coming up next. The championship game here at Gillespie, scheduled for Thursday night. Massanelli, 15-footer, yes, for Katie Massanelli. Her first bucket, 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here's Kramer on the wing with Streaker. Back to Kramer it goes. Into the hands of Tunis. Back to Kramer, right back to Tunis. On the block with Lampy. She'll re-enter it down to Tunis and a foul on Staunton. First of the half on Staunton. As the personal foul will go on Massanelli. That's her third. Bulldog substitutions, Katie Teakin, Brooke Kinder, and Annalise Best all in. Davis, Massanelli, and Long out. Modern Day has brought Jesse Timmerman onto the floor along with Sally Albers. Albers takes the inbounds pass all alone, left it short. Offensive rebound to Lampy. She tapped it back to herself. Skip pass to Streaker pulls up from 15, no. Offensive rebound to Albers. Sally Albers, one bounce, fades and hits. Albers has 4 points. It's 45-15, Modern Day. 4.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Bukeski. Nice crossover to the foul line. Then her entry pass is kicked out of there. Clanks off the scorer's table here at Gillespie. And it'll be Staunton ball. Emily Birdsell checking in for the Bulldogs. She's a junior, replacing the freshman Legender. 4:26 for quarter number three. Staunton ball on the baseline as they station a Bulldog at each corner of the lane. Bukeski gets it in left corner to Teakin. On the left wing with Annalise Best now. Back to Teakin. Into the hands of Bukeski. Bukeski handling up top. Lampy sagging off of Holly. Left wing with Teakin. Deacon to the foul line, cut off, leaves it for Kinder. Top of the key, three, no good. And the rebound tracked down in the corner by Modern Day, and we have an official timeout. Jesse Timmerman injured herself. She's trying to shake out that right ankle. So good piece of officiating there to get play stopped, get the injured player off the floor. Timmerman able to walk off under her own power. Doesn't look like anything too serious, maybe just a little tweak. 4:04 third quarter as the Miners have vacated their seats here. They're heading down to the locker room to get set for their semifinal date with Alton Marquette. Here's Albers off the window, and it rattles down. Boy, that thing hung on the rim for a long time for Albers. She has six. 47-15 Modern Day. on the attack, Bukowski. Here's Kinder on the baseline, down to Birdsell. She's hounded in there. Ball's knocked away, out of bounds, off of Mater Dei. Breeze Mater Dei, 18-8, the top seed in the sub-sectional. Breeze Central, they're the two seed down in the Carlisle Regional. They're playing Salem tonight. That's semifinal number one down there. The second semifinal, a South Central battle between Greenville and Southwestern. That should be a heck of a ball game. Took all Greenville had to beat Southwestern in the regular season matchup. Can the Birds exact some revenge? That is a turnover by Hannah Colley, the 21st turnover of the night for Staunton. Here comes Mater Dei in the corner with Jillian Tunis. Down on the block to Albers. Off the window, it's good for Sally Albers. She has eight. And it's 49-15. 3:10 for the third quarter. Here's Colley, top of the key to Tekin. Down on the block to Best. Spins middle, off the heel a little bit strong. And the rebound down to Mater Dei. Good block out there by J.C. Weeder. In the corner it goes to Tunis. Oh, down to Albers off the window. It's good. Staunton in front, and they threw over the top. And Albers has 10-8 here in the quarter. 51-15 Mater Dei. 2:45 for the third quarter. Gillespie Marquette next, live here on FM 106. Then boys action tonight. Gillespie at Litchfield. Broadcast time right around 9 o'clock here on WSMI and online at WSMIRadio.com. Here's a tip and a steal by Mater Dei. Tunis has it stripped away from behind. Good hustle, but then Tekin's on the baseline. It'll stay with Mater Dei. Of course, a huge game for the Illini coming up tonight, hosting Michigan State. Live coverage at the top of the hour on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Illinois second in the Big Ten right now, behind Maryland. Mater Dei throws it away as Antanaki could not track it down. 12th Mater Dei turnover, 2:23 for quarter number three. Mater Dei led 27 after one, 39-11 after two, and they're up 51-15 right now. We are working towards a running clock in the fourth quarter. Went for the steal, did Tunis, didn't get it. That leaves Tekin alone at the foul line, can't get it to go. Colley's offensive rebound, put back, no. Massanelli with a follow, won't go. And eventually pulled down by Mater Dei and Emma Gepke. 2 minutes, third quarter. Into the front court come the Knights of Mater Dei. In the corner with Weeder. Off to Antanaki. Into the hands of Schlidroth. Skip pass to Jillian Tunis. Down on the block it goes to Gepke, and she's fouled. That comes with 108 seconds to play in the third quarter. It'll send the 5'9 junior, Emma Gepke, to the free throw line. The foul on Katie Tekin, her first. Second of the half on Staunton. Free throw for Gepke is short. Substitutions. Bukowski back on the floor for Staunton, replacing Katie Tekin. And for Mater Dei, Morgan Ortle has checked in, a 5'4 junior. Also on the floor, Sierra Brinker. Sierra's a 5'4 sophomore. Second free throw is good for Gepke. Her first point tonight makes it 52-15 Mater Dei. The Mater Dei going to be in the championship game here at the Pit Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Will they get Gillespie or will they get Alton Marquette? We'll find out in our next broadcast between the Miners and the Explorers. Here's a three ball from Davis. No, long rebound corralled by Bukowski. Leads it for Massanelli. Gets by her defender on the baseline. Pulls up and knocks it down from about 5 feet. Katie Massanelli with 4 points. 80 seconds, third quarter. Here is Ortle. Down it goes to Gepke. Her follow is no good. Rebound is last touched by Staunton. And it'll stay with Mater Dei. Minute 15, third quarter. On the baseline, they will lob it into Gepke. That pass is tipped and stolen, as Ordo was looking for a post-entry pass there. Staunton takes it away, the 13th Mater Dei turnover. As we approach the final minute of the third quarter, Massanelli in the right corner with Abby Davis. Off to Colley, down to Legender. Harris, quick spin baseline off the window. It's good for Harris Legender. She has 11. 50 seconds for the quarter. That is Morgan Spears. She kicks it out to Tonis. On the dribble drive, Ortle. On the baseline, Gepke. She's cut off there. Back to Brinker it goes. Top of the key with Jillian Tunis. 35 seconds for the quarter. Here's Ortel on the right wing. In the corner it goes with Morgan Spears. Across the floor now into the hands of Sierra Brinker, left side of the key. Foul line with Goepke. Pass down low to Jillian Tunis. Off her hands, out of bounds. 14th modern day turnover. 21 seconds for the third quarter. Staunton can get the final shot here. 52-19 modern day. Here's Bukowski across the timeline. Leaves it for Abby Davis in the corner with Colley. Down on the block, Legender draws a triple team. Kicks to Bukowski too hard and turned over. Here comes Ortel, poked away from behind by Holly Bukowski. It'll be modern day ball out of bounds baseline front court with 3.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. 52-19. Tunis gets it in to Ortel. 2 seconds. Step back three at the horn, and she canned it. Morgan Ortel hits the step back three at the buzzer, and her teammates love it. After three, modern day leading Staunton 55-19. We're back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Modern day has the basketball to start the fourth quarter. The clock will run with the Knights leading 55-19. Outscored Staunton 16-8 in that third quarter. Here's Goepke on the baseline. Leaves it for Spears. Her shot way too strong. Ortel fighting for the rebound. She's going to be tied up by Hannah Colley. And on the arrow, it'll belong to the Bulldogs. Gillespie and Alton Marquette coming up next. A trip in the regional championship at stake. Marquette beat Gillespie by 8 all the way back on November 26th. That's like a whole different season. Here is Long. That pass is tipped and eventually stolen by modern day. And Jillian Tunis gets it down to Ortel, rejected by Bridget Long. Leaves it off for Bukowski. 7 minutes for the ball game. All in all, I think Corey Allen's first season with Staunton, a big success. They came in 14-15 as Abby Davis knocks down the three ball. Her first bucket tonight. We think about everything they lost from last year to have the kind of campaign they had this year. That's a job well done by the Staunton Bulldogs. Here's Ortel, left corner three. Got it again, Morgan Ortel. Her second three, and substitutions for modern day here. Three of them to be exact. Ellen Antonaki is back in. Also returning to the action is J.C. Weeder. And who else came on the floor for modern day? I'll get it for you in a moment as soon as I figure out who it was. 6 minutes for the ball game. Here is Massanelli for three, way too strong, and the rebound down to Ortel. She leaves it off for Antonaki. It was Clara Schlidroth who came back on the floor. She has the basketball right now, top of the key with Ortel. Left wing it goes, right back to Ortel. That pass is tipped, but Ortel able to retrieve it. Now Bukowski swats it right back out of play again. It'll stay with modern day. That was a good volleyball block right there. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Schlidroth on the left block to Goepke. Leaves it down on the right block for Schlidroth. It rolls off, no good. Offensive rebound picked up by modern day, and Weeders pivots around, counted, and the foul for J.C. Weeder. That was a good job of using the pivot and staying calm. She was trapped on the baseline, but kept her composure and was able to pivot around, get a look at the rim, and draw the foul. Free throw for Weeder is no good. 5 minutes for the ball game. 60-22, Breeze modern day in control. Staunton led this game early and briefly, 5-4. High post, too long. Leaves it off for Massanelli. 12-footer, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Goepke for Breeze modern day. Racing into the front court, Antonaki. Leaves it back now for Schlidroth. Left side of the key with Antonaki. Skip pass to Weeder. On the left block, attacks way too strong. Good contestant there by Bridget Long. Rebound down to Abby Davis. Leaves it off for Holly Bukowski. Holly into the front court for the Dogs. On the left wing with Massanelli. Katie Massanelli back to Bukowski. We approach the midway point of the fourth quarter. Breeze Modern Day, the top seed in the subsectional, will be into the regional championship Thursday night. There's another steal, the 24th turnover of the night on Staunton. Here's Weider at the foul line, kicks it back. Antonaki, top of the key. Here's a three ball headed home, too strong from Schlidroth, and the rebound down to Staunton. Lead pass for Bukeski into the front court. Holly Bukeski floats it up, partially blocked in there, and it's going to be saved by Massanelli. Nope, she was out of bounds. It'll belong to Modern Day. More substitutions for the Knights. Sierra Brinker checking in, and Morgan Spears back on the floor. 3.5 minutes for the game. Staunton's season going to come to a close at 14-16. On the baseline with Brinker. Leaves it off for Spears. Around and down for Morgan Spears, her first bucket. Boy, and whoever Breeze Modern Day winds up playing on Thursday night, that team is going to have their hands full with this club. Skip pass to Abby Davis, 4-3. Air ball, but it goes right to Massanelli. Put back good for Katie. She was in the right place at the right time. 6 points for Massanelli. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Gillespie and Marquette coming up next here on FM 106. Top of the key with Brinker. In the corner it goes to Weider. Right wing with Brinker on the left side of the floor now to Morgan Spears. That entry pass tipped around, long to the floor, lost the ball. We're going to get a tie-up, and on the arrow it'll belong to Modern Day. 2:25 for the ball game. Got a running clock here in the fourth quarter after Modern Day led 55-19 through three. Looking for a Weider. They tried to jam it in there. Bridget Long having none of that. Rips it away, and on the jump ball, Staunton will get it on the arrow. If you're just joining us, Modern Day head coach Dave Conan played at Blackburn back in 1975, was on the same team with Greg Hines and Skip Brooks. So he was familiar with WSMI. Introduced myself, told him where I was from. Oh, I know you guys. Here come the Knights. That pass goes off the back of Long, picked up by Bukeski. A collision in the middle of the floor with Bukeski and Weider. Everyone's okay, nothing like the collision Bukeski was involved in about a week ago with her own teammate. That put stitches onto Holly's face right under her left eye. She's still wearing a bandage over that to protect those stitches. It was a violent-looking collision. Both were full speed, head down, and then crunch. Here's Long. Leaves it for Massanelli on the baseline. 70 seconds for the ball game. The seniors for Staunton, Holly Bukeski, Katie Massanelli, Bridget Long, Abby Davis, Hannah Colley. Boy, they were a part of some special moments in Staunton girls basketball. Down on the block to Long, middle of the lane, around and out, no good. 50 seconds for the ball game. Modern Day has possession with Antonaki. Into the front court with Schlidroth. In the corner it goes to Sierra Brinker. Top of the key with Antonaki. Now they swing it back right side with Schlidroth. In the corner it goes to Sierra Brinker, back to Schlidroth. Diagonal pass down to the left block, corralled by Morgan Spears. Modern Day looks like they're going to, well, I was going to say run the clock out, but instead they'll fire a three, and Sierra Brinker cans it out of the right corner. 23 seconds for the ball game. Here's Bukeski on the wing with Massanelli. 15 seconds left for Staunton. Davis fires an 18-footer, knock it down, Abby Davis. She has 5 points all in the quarter. Substitution, the clock is running with seven. The ball will be put in play, and your final is going to be Breeze Modern Day 65, Staunton 26. The top-seeded Knights of Modern Day into the championship game on Thursday night. They will play at 7 o'clock against the winner of our next semifinal between Gillespie and Alton Marquette. So Staunton's season comes to a close at 14-16. You're listening to your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. We'll come back to the pit in Gillespie following these messages on WSMI.